Well, hi, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 5th of the 4th month, April. April 5th, 2021. Welcome to today's show. We have a nice show with some old friends and a new one here. We've got the folks from Ignite My Future in School Initiative, which is a flagship teacher training initiative. Okay, from a group called Tata Consulting Services, and they work with our good friends over at Discovery Education to provide many educators and then, of course, their students with some great professional learning and tools to teach computational thinking to kids. It's really cool, and you'll enjoy this. Again, it's called Ignite My Future in School. We'll talk all about it with Serene Gallegos, and then from one of the teachers using it from Guilford County Public Schools in North Carolina, Rodney Krause. It's going to be a nice show. We're going to archive over at ace-ed.org. That's ace-ed.org. We're now, of course, as you know, part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. That's at ace-ed.org. Go over there, see all the wonderful things we're doing. We keep all our podcasts there, but we also publish our wonderful journal, and it is truly wonderful. It is called Equity in Access. It's an online journal. It's available to all of you for free. Just go over there. Everything we do over there is free. We'd love you to join with us. That's up to you. But please visit the website. Read the magazine. You will really like it. We cover equity and access, obviously, by its title. But we're the only magazine that covers that in pre-K-12 and 100% dedicated to it. So it's ace-ed.org, the American Consortium for Equity in Education. And I hope you do take a few minutes and go over there and enjoy what we do. Good morning, Serene. It's Larry here.
Hi, Larry. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Okay, it's a pleasure. Where are you located? Are you in New York today? Where are you?
I am based in New Jersey. I'm in Essex County, New Jersey, so just outside of the city.
Okay, cool, because I'm from Philadelphia. We look askance at New Jersey to traffic circles, but we love New Jersey cannolis. We love New Jersey cannolis, okay? So it's all good. We love the Jersey Shore and all that sort of stuff. That's great. Rod, are you there? Rodney?
I am. Thank you.
My pleasure to have you here, sir. Call me Larry, please. Do you like Rodney or Rod?
Rodney.
To call you.
Yeah.
Rodney, please, it is. Rodney, please, tell us where you teach.
I teach fourth grade in Guilford County, North Carolina, Reedy Fork Elementary.
Say the name of the school again.
Reedy Fork.
That sounds very historic. Reedy Fork. Is it historic? Where's that name come from?
It is not. It's actually one of the newer schools in the district. I think we have 124 schools now, not counting the new virtual schools that started up last year.
Yeah. And if I may, before we get into what we're going to talk about today, how are things going down there? Well, with COVID and everything, what's the status of things now in Guilford County, NC?
So in the county itself, we have come back 100% in person with the new regulations with 3 feet being the guidance. I believe high school and middle school are back full-time now as well. In elementary,
we do
have options for students to remain virtual. So I have the class that remained virtual.
Oh, so you're still teaching virtual. You are.
I am. Yes.
Cool. Cool. I'm going to point you to something that you might be interested in, okay? There's a group, and a lot of teachers don't know about this. It's called the National Virtual Teachers Association. And they have some great training for teaching virtual, if you're interested in that. Just it's NVTA, the National Virtual Teachers Association. Just friends of mine, I'll pass that along to you, okay? How's it going for you? How's it going for you virtually?
You know, I think we found our groove. Lots of stuff that we'll talk about in the show, but, you know, I've got student engagement and they're showing growth and they show up and they're excited. And if you can get kids excited at any time of the year, then you're winning.
You got that right, my friend. And what are the I'm just curious before we get back to Serene, what are the demographics of Reedy Fork? What's it like? What's the school district?
So we are 55% African American. We are, I think, 7% Caucasian, 7% Hispanic, and then the rest identifies as other, which is multiracial or Pacific Islander and Native American. And I've described this place as a place that remembers being rural. It's definitely more suburban now on the outskirts of Greensboro, but I think it still has the memory of being country.
Right. That sounds great. It sounds like a great. I probably had people on before from Guilford County, but I got to tell you, it's always good to hear, and just keep up the good work, my friend. It's been a tough year. And Serene, you've been on before. Okay, I want to start from the very beginning here. But it's been a crazy year, and we're going to talk about that in all these details. Serene, tell everybody about Tata Consulting Services. And I want to say again, you guys do work with my good friends at Discovery Education. You're my friends, too. And just tell everybody about Tata and then how they got involved in education and maybe why. Serene Gallegos,
sure.
Everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So I'm so happy to be here with you again today. We had such a great time with you and our friends from Discovery Education last time.
I remember.
So Tata Consultant, love our friends there. So Tata Consultancy Services is one of the largest IT consulting firms that you've probably never heard of. And I say that partly as a joke, but partly because many of your listeners have not heard of TCS or Tata Consultancy Services. Because we have nearly 500,000 people in over 140 countries around the world. But we are really behind the scenes. We're a business-to-business company providing solutions and technology and consulting for companies across every single industry you can imagine. And Tata Consultancy Services is a part of a larger group called the Tata Group, headquartered in India. But we have a reach everywhere. And here in the U.S., we have about 40,000 associates. And a few years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago, our former chairman at the time challenged our corporate social responsibility team, which I sit on, to think about how we could change the landscape of the American education system, which, you know, no small task, but a challenge that TCS was really interested in taking on. And how we got interested in education, it's really part of our ethos. There's a really famous quote by our founder, Jhumpa Chitapa, that talks about the community isn't just our stakeholder, they're really our purpose. And so giving back to where our people live and work is just truly a part of the fabric of our and what we do. And I have the privilege of being a former teacher. I'm a proud former New York City public school teacher. And now work on behalf of Tata Consultancy Services and teachers like Rodney to think about how do we do what we do best as an IT company. We're constantly reskilling our employees and upskilling them for the changing economy, the workforce, the post-COVID impact, right? Change the way we do so many things in society and business change because of it as well. And so because that's what we're good at, right? That's what we're good at. We wanted to think about how could we take that skill set we have for reskilling and upskilling our own workforce and build the capacity of educators with computational thinking. Computational thinking is something that our employees use every single day. It's what makes our talent so resilient against the changing workforce, the changing economy. And we were seeking out a partner to help us figure out how to do that well for teachers. So respecting the fact that we're in IT services, and not all of our, you know, nearly 500,000 employees are teachers, how could we bridge that gap? We wanted to be really respectful of the profession and respecting teachers and what they do. And that's how we came upon our friends, Discovery Education, who, as you know, they're a global leader in digital curriculum resources for K-12 classrooms. They help over 4.5 million educators and 45 million students around the world. And they just create such high-quality content. And they have the largest professional learning community. And that was just very attractive to us because it wasn't just about the network. It wasn't just about the brand visibility and how amazing they are as a company and as a partner. But really, we had this congruent mindset of how do we support teachers. And so I've really had a great time working in partnership with our friends over there and meeting teachers like Robbie, who we met through Discovery Education, to think about how TCF can support teachers. Not only in the U.S. globally, but primarily for this program, which launched in the U.S. 5 years ago. So we're really excited about the work that we've done.
Yeah, that was a great explanation, by the way. And, you know, Tata is right, okay? They've got to help educators because one of the goals of education, without question, besides just that general aspect of learning, is to prepare kids for a career. All right, and to move them along in the right direction so that they can sustain themselves and be successful in their life. All right, and the more we get them thinking about how a corporation can help them and how they can work for them. And the whole idea of computational thinking, which we're going to talk about, is just fantastic. It's a perfect spectrum of corporation getting involved in education to prepare everybody, themselves and the people, for the future. And I just think that's great. I really do. And Serene, I want to ask you something else, and this is something I love talking about. You were a public school teacher. You taught in New York City. Now you work for a corporation. But you're still, and I want you to understand this 100%, I love this, you're still involved in doing great things for education and for kids. Okay, what was that transition, if I may, just quickly, what was that transition like for you? Because a lot of teachers don't realize the successful attributes they have. Okay, and I just love talking about that. Go ahead.
I completely agree. I was really fortunate to have some really fantastic mentors and sponsors along the way. But I think one of the pieces that's most exciting for me about TCS and the group and sort of how they view talent is when they were, you know, hiring for this role, my day-to-day is very operations-driven, logistics, you know, partnership conversations, how do we sort of organize it, right? And I think what's amazing about that, I talk about my role at TCS as being a translator between the education space and then the corporate business space and kind of being a translator between both, right? And what I love most about my teaching experience and the opportunity I had to be a teacher, to work with teachers like Rodney and many of our learning leaders across the world is that teachers are truly jack of all trades, right? You have to be everything. You're a taskmaster extraordinaire. You know, it's not just about the attendance and the grading and the teaching. There's so much connecting with your students, right? I used to, you know, I can't remember where I heard this. I probably read it somewhere, but there is this idea that when you have a teacher and someone asks you how your day is, you can answer and say, my day was fine, or my day was great, or today was rough. But you don't really just have your day. You have your day plus your day with every single one of your students, which could be 31 days. It can be 120 days. It can be, right, depending on how many students or students you're reaching in your community. But I think that shift into corporate social responsibility, the skill set, the foundational skill set I learned from teaching, which was how to keep all the plates spinning in the air.
Bingo, thank
how
you.
To find that, thank yeah,
you.
How to find that line of best fit. You know, there's no, consensus would be great, but that's not, you know, that's tough to make happen. And every day, right, you look at your student test scores and you say, this student's struggling with fractions, this student's got it, this group of kids, like, they're ready for the next thing. But you can't always get to every single kid in that block period for your math class, right? So you have to do line of best fit, and you have to be really strategic and have those interventions. And that skill set, I would not be nearly as successful as I've been able to be with the people I work with and the team who supports this entire initiative, Ignite My Future, without that foundational skill set as a teacher. And so I just think teachers truly, it's a calling, it's incredible work that happens. And it's just that it really is about not letting anything fall through the cracks. And I think teachers are just so underappreciated for that for so many reasons.
Sure.
But it's absolutely a calling. And I'm just constantly in awe of the teachers that I get to meet and connect with and just think, you know, I want to be you when I grow up.
Yeah. You know what? I think teachers sometimes even underappreciate themselves, which is why I think it's so important to talk to folks like you, okay, who have been on both sides
Absolutely.
Of the fence and all that sort of thing. I think it's just great. And, you know, and just one last question before I want to go back to Rod, but, okay, again, it's ignitemyfutureinschool.org. If you want to go over there, you can just Google Ignite My Future in School. Okay, just tell everybody, Serene, if you can, what the program actually is. Is it professional development, which gives teachers tools to teach their kids computational thinking, or you explain. Just tell everybody what it is, and then I'm going to go
Absolutely.
Back to Rodney. Excuse me.
Sure, thanks
yeah,
so
ben.
Much. So Ignite My Future in School is a program created by TCS in partnership with Discovery Education that we launched in 2017. And it's two things. It's first and foremost a teacher training program. So because of the impact of COVID in 2020, prior to that, we had in-person teacher training events, the full day of teacher PD, pupil-free. We were training teachers in person all around the country. And because of COVID, like everybody else, we pivoted to virtual. And that allowed us to cast a wider net. So we weren't limited by a teacher needing to get off of work. We weren't limited by sub coverages. We weren't limited by geography or time zone. So we've been hosting these free teacher training events. In fact, we have one coming up on April 28th, which you can sign up for on the website, ignitemyfutureinschool.org, completely free of cost, April 28th and May 20th. We have two events coming up. Please join us. But the training is free. It's 3 hours. Teachers get access to, they get a 101 download of what is computational thinking. We talk about critical thinking and the higher ordering process, thinking process. We talk about the resources that we've created. What I love about our partnership with Discovery Education is that the resources were created by other teachers, for teachers, with them in mind, with the reality of being roomers versus Zoomers. I saw that term today when I was reading an article. And so thinking about the resources we've updated to be critical and useful for them at a time when they have more plates than ever to keep spinning. So there's free
teacher
training.
I love that analogy, by the way. I love that analogy.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, good.
Someone else's words, but thought it was great. So in-person training, and then in addition to that in-person training, is even if you can't join us on the website, no login required, no password required, barrier-free, over 75 resources for teachers, for families. There's even some at-home activities that are unplugged. And the content is aligned to national standards. We use the CSTA K-12 framework. We tried to make sure that not only was this content valuable, and the final piece I'll mention about the free content that's available is that for all you teachers who are thinking, one more thing, right, I don't have time for that, we didn't want to add one more plate to what you're already spinning. So this content is intended to supplement what you're already doing, regardless of subject, regardless of grade level. The idea with the lesson plans that we've created and the resources we've created is that it's a supplemental dose to what you're already doing. So it doesn't matter who your math textbook provider is or which ELA curriculum you're running. The content in there are basic concepts. Everyone has to learn about invasive species at some point. Everyone has to learn about world cultures or world languages. So think about the content as supplemental dosages to what you're already doing. It's not intended to be a standalone program. And I really love that about this program. It's supposed to be rocket fuel for the great stuff that teachers are already doing. It's not supposed to be something additive. It's supposed to fit in seamlessly.
Well, what you just said is important because the minute people hear computational thinking, they think math. At least I do. I'll say that for me.
Totally.
And this is across the subjects. Yeah, it's interesting, huh? The minute you think computational thinking, I think computers, computer education, mathematics, that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about that in detail. Okay, now for the big question. Rodney, are you there?
I am.
What is computational thinking, my friend? What is it?
So, you know, I had no clue 6 months ago.
I figured. Did I? Go ahead.
I will tell you, my 9 and 10-year-olds could tell you, it's simply the way you go about solving any problem, breaking it down into smaller pieces, finding patterns, and patterns are all around us in nature, or, you know, just following a recipe and cooking, getting those algorithms together. I hate to use this because it's overused, I think, but basic common sense put into a formula that we can digest.
That's pretty damn powerful, I got to tell you. All right? That's a great way to put it.
If I could just make a quick amendment to my numbers earlier, we were 7% other, and it was 19% white and 19% Caucasian. Just throwing that out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's whatever those numbers are, it's a good mix. Okay? It's a very diverse mix, and I love to hear that. Okay? all about the various school districts, et cetera. What got you involved in this? Excuse me, my voice. Hold on. Let me clear my throat. What got you involved in this, Rodney?
So I knew an employee of TCS before they were an employee of TCS through Discovery Education, part of the educator network there. And my name kind of got tossed around. They were like, hey, we think you'll be a good fit for this. What do you think? And you know, since March of last year, I feel like I've been drinking from a fire hydrant, just trying to take in all the new learning and operating in a virtual world. And this was, in my opinion, something that wasn't one more thing. It was connecting with a couple of people that I already knew. And so I went to this Learning Leaders Academy, and I was like, wait, it is something new to me. I don't know what this is. But what I found was a group of people who were so willing to help and walk alongside you. So, you know, we started utilizing Flipgrid for students to communicate with each other.
Sure.
But we had meetings. We started using WhatsApp to communicate. And literally, you could ask a question, and within seconds, someone somewhere on the North American continent is responding. And
wow.
Nobody offers judgment or thinks a question is silly, because as soon as someone asks a question, there's five other people that's thinking it, you know? And it's like that in the classroom. And so this is a group of teachers who just – they want to help other teachers and connect. And in thinking about my students, I teach students who may not see the outskirts of a city. So for them to connect with someone who is in Monterey,
that's
Mexico,
right.
that is
that's
mind-blowing.
Right.
And I want to say, too, thinking about test scores that were brought up earlier, this has also been a liberating year, and I'm not oblivious to what goes on with test scores. But for me, it's the first time when I've actually taken away any stress about what they make on the test. Because right now, to mitigate that
Good
loss, the biggest thing is to just keep them interested and keep them showing up. And that's kind of where my passion has come in, and doing this global collaboration. And again, Ignite My Future is so self-prescriptive. You can get as much or as little as you can handle, right? So if you just want to go to the Tech Academy and get some new vocabulary, that's fine. If you want to start joining learning leaders and do monthly meetings and get a newsletter, that's fine. If you want to do weekly connections with the Global Collab, that's another option. So it's just – it's absolutely something that just makes our job more manageable but also
mm-hmm.
more enjoyable.
And how do you use it? And I was a teacher, but I was not a fourth grade teacher. I taught history in secondary schools. Okay. And I think I was thinking today when I was reading about getting ready for the show, you know, fourth grade, the only thing I remember about fourth grade is getting caught with my finger up my nose and my teacher yelling at me. That's all I remember. Okay. I don't know if that's still happening. All right. So I have to ask, when you talk to a fourth grader, okay, and use computation and teach them computational, what's this like? So talk about fourth grade and your Ignite My Future training, so to speak. I don't remember fourth grade at all. Rod, are you there? Wait a minute. Hold on. Rodney, are you there?
I am.
Okay, did you hear me?
I did.
Okay, because all of a sudden, for some reason, you went on. You accidentally slipped on the mute from this end, so I didn't hear your answer. Talk about fourth grade.
So, you know, when I say trial by fire, I don't know that there's a better analogy, because you just jump in and do it, right? I was learning what computational thinking was, and of course, I don't think my students had ever heard the vocabulary either. So,
mm-hmm.
with us,
yeah.
what we did each week two, after we kind of introduced ourselves internationally. The teachers got together and we created videos. And so each of us took a strand of the computational thinking or a separate strategy and broke it down in like a 30-second example. And so for mine specifically, it was decomposition. And so I think I used the example of like doing the Macarena. Like, first of all, you got to learn the steps, and then you learn the music, and then you kind of put it together. Maybe that's a little too old school. But, you know,
I like
the kids,
I like
they called on to that. You know, building models. I had a kid that just went out and got his Legos, and he made this plane with his mom. They were using coding with Minecraft and I think, Roblox, and designing shirts to sell for global hunger, like to be fundraisers. So, I mean, they literally took it. They kind of – intertwined it with their existing knowledge, which is what students do when they learn, right? And they grew it beyond anything I could have imagined.
Never underestimate your kids, okay? It's
right, and they actually wrote a
yeah.
script together. I would come in. I have bus duty in the afternoon because I'm a virtual teacher, right? And so I would come in, and I would, like, log back into Teams, and they would see me coming, and you would hear them like, lower your screen, stop typing. And I'm like, what are you all doing? And they were actually creating, using Discovery and creating studio boards and putting all the facts they were learning. They found out that we have 17 food deserts located right here in our county. Like, I had no idea how many people actually have food scarcity here.
Oh, it's
they were learning this.
It's not just your county. It's frightening nationwide.
Right, but,
yeah.
Exactly, and that's something that this pointed out. It is a global issue. The thing to navigate was when we were doing that piece of it is not to put moral stipulations on food, right? because you've got kids who are in a food desert who are learning about food deserts, and you can't say, well, that food is poor or poor quality, because that negates any success that you might have, I think. But they actually made a PSA, and we've uploaded it to YouTube and shared it out, where they are teaching people about computational thinking strategies. They did their own models, just like the teachers did, and then they shared their facts about why it's important for us to combat global hunger.
That's pretty cool. I got to tell you, man, you got to be – it's pretty good with what's going on this year. Serene, talk to me. COVID, all these things, okay? It's been a COVID year. Okay, hopefully we're swinging out of that, and we'll do better next year. Okay, Serene, what happened with Ignite My Future in school this year, and how has it changed for the future based on what has happened this year, if any? Serene Gallegos.
Sure. I think the biggest piece for us that I briefly touched on was our ability to go virtual. I think it's something that our teams here at TCS and at Discover Education are super proud of. Discover Education, of course, as a partner for many school districts and states across the country and even globally, they were, you know, creating free channels about viruses and outbreaks and things like that. They were making sure that there were newsletters. They were connecting to parents. I mean, they were just really responding to a very clear call to action to support. And on the TCS side, what we do best is we pivot very quickly. We talk about agile in the business community. We talk about being quick to pivot and to meet needs and meet our partners and our customers exactly where they're at. And so I think our biggest piece, our biggest priority during COVID was, let's do a quick assessment. So we've trained over 20,000 teachers since the program has launched. And we have the learning leader community that Rodney spoke about. And so we went to our teachers and we said, you know, one, how are you doing? Just has anyone checked in on you to find out if you're okay? And two, you know, what is it that you need right now? And kind of the resounding call from the teachers was, we have plenty of free stuff. Everybody is jumping into action to say, here's something free, here's something free, here's something free. What we really need is training on how to use some of this stuff, like how do we actually apply it, and not just the training of how you toggle the screen or how you do whatever. How do we actually take the content that's free, that's great, I mean, super excited about it, we're pumped, we have all this free stuff, including the things that you all provided, but how do we turnkey this and deliver this in a virtual setting? And so two things happened for us. The first was that we were able to take all of our training from in-person to virtual, which eliminated all those barriers I talked about in terms of location and sub-coverage, et cetera. The second biggest piece that we're super proud about is, after having just listened to teachers and checked in with them, we realized that there is a niche that we could fulfill, and that was taking the resources we had and creating something entirely new. And our colleagues over at Discover Education were really thoughtful with this work. But what we did was we took the lesson plans and the resources that everyone can find on the website, and we created a new resource called Grab and Go. And so rather than just having the PDF of the lesson plan, because teachers were virtual, because they were delivering virtually and they didn't have the time to take the PDF and back it into a PowerPoint or Google Slides, et cetera, our team just did that work. And so now we've released five what they're called Grab and Go lessons. They're essentially PowerPoint lesson plans that are ready to go. So you can download them, you can grab them, download them, and plug and play and go. You can grab them and go. And there are these lessons, the same exact content has been turnkeyed into PowerPoint and Google Slides, and also leverages Pear Deck, which there's a free version of that. And it makes the slides interactive. So teachers can use this content, and they have, you know, you'll go through it and make sure it meets the needs of your students and that you have what you need. But essentially, we wanted to take out that lesson planning work that teachers were having to do, because, of course, you have to lesson plan, you have to prepare in the classroom. That's a little bit different, right, than being virtual. You're thinking about engagement. You're thinking about who's got their camera on, who's having issues with Wi-Fi or login. And for the schools that we knew had connectivity, we pivoted to make sure that teachers, we could take one more step to meet them where they were at. And that was something that I think we've gotten a really great response about that. We're in the process of building and releasing more. They're on the website completely free to download. And I think in terms of the future, the final piece is that we really anticipate being able to run more virtual sessions for teachers and continuing to update resources and support them. of course, when it's safe and we're able to, we want to be back in person. There's nothing to replace kind of that feeling of just being with people and connecting. I think post-COVID, a lot of us are looking forward to that. Maybe not so much, but I think a lot of us are looking forward to that.
I would say so, but things are going to change. I mean, we have learned a lot over this past year, and things are going to change. There will be a new normal, so to speak. Okay, you're right, but there's going to be changes. You know, it's just
we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. What I meant, the changes are going to be for the better. We have learned. Okay, in this horror of the pandemic, we have learned some things. Okay, and you'll see there's going to be some differences as there. Let me put it this way: there better be some differences as we move forward.
Sure.
Okay, it exposed a lot of shortcomings, and we've got to make things better because of it. So there's a good side to this horror. Okay, is the best way I can say it. And Rodney, let me ask you: are other teachers in your school? Have you talked to them? Okay, forget the global world. Okay, but in your school, are other teachers seeing what you're doing and the success you're having? I'm just curious about that, or in the district, however you want to phrase that, just more locally.
Yes, I would say they are seeing. You know, I think that there are still some who are in that realm of being overwhelmed and aren't in a space right now where they can receive more stuff, because most of my colleagues now have adjusted to coming back in person as well.
Sure.
I will tell you that, as far as my team goes, I have two wonderful teammates, and we discussed because students came back in person, if they went back and taught them the way that they taught them last year, it would be such a disservice to those students based on what we have learned and how we have grown at this point. And so they, and other grade levels here as well, have said, okay, next time this opportunity comes around, we've seen what it's done, we're getting on board. And so I'm excited to see after April when they show up to the next Tech Academy that they get involved with the learning leaders. I think that we'll have – I think you'll see a whole school impact.
Oh, that is wonderful. Again, everybody, it's ignitemyfutureinschool.org. Okay, and this is a good program. I tell you, it's just terrific. It's been around a while now. Over 1 million kids, 20,000 teachers, it works. Check it all out. Serene, thanks 1 million. This was great. I loved it. Thank you for coming
back
on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Larry. Okay. Thanks for having us. It's always fun to see you.
My pleasure. You take care. And Rodney, it's nice to meet you, my friend. Just keep doing a good job with those kids. They appreciate you.
You as well.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Larry. It's a pleasure.
You are welcome, Rodney. Have a good day. Stay safe, both of you, and thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. That's Rodney Krause, who's a teacher down in Guilford County Public Schools in North Carolina, fourth grade teacher, and the person who is the global corporate social responsibility of Tata Consulting Services engagement manager. There you go. It's a long title. That's Serene Gallegos. Okay, big thanks to my friend Matt Sudol, who helped me set up this show. All right, thanks, Matt. There's a shout-out, Matt. Tell your friends. All right, we're going to archive over at ace-ed.org, American Consortium for Equity in Education. All our podcasts are there. Go over there, ace-ed.org. Our magazine is there. You'll love it. Okay, we'll appreciate it if you can tell other people about it. You will get a lot of it. It's called Equity and Access. We are the American Consortium for Equity in Education. I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks, everybody, for listening.